It's about 8:15 on this Tuesday morning, and we check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, AM 910 WJCW. Susie Cloyd joins us here, Asbury Place in Kingsport, sponsoring this portion of the program, and an official good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us here this morning. Many weeks you're with us, some weeks you're not. So
that's right.
It works out well, but Asbury Place in Kingsport keeps rolling along. You call the program Ask Asbury, and during the program, you answer a lot of questions I'm sure you receive from both residents, quite possibly, but more likely prospective residents who want to find out more about Asbury, a CCRC community. Real quick thumbnail, what does CCRC mean to someone who is considering Asbury Place?
Continuing care retirement community. So you would literally navigate through a system that will adapt to your healthcare needs, no matter what they are, mm-hmm. from the most independent living to a very moderate to low care need model, all the way to the highest care need model, which is skilled nursing, long-term care, and nursing home.
Right.
Yeah,
from it's
every
a full
extreme.
Spectrum.
Yes, yep, sir.
Absolutely, at Asbury Place and Stedman Hill
mm-hmm,
in Kingsport.
Correct.
Part
Correct.
Of the larger Kingsport campus.
That's right. All exactly. Right. So I wanted to just talk to the listeners this morning. A couple weeks ago when I was not on the show, I was actually at our LDI leadership development meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an opportunity to meet with our leaders, listen to tradition that inspires our future. And one of the things we all walked away from or away with from that gathering was, as an employee, as a caregiver, how can the company care for us just as much as we're caring for the residents that live and trust themselves to our care? I loved that message. And so coming back and putting the thoughts and the focus into well-being and helping maybe navigate and expand and broaden the well-being of our residents, and how it's a win-win for everybody. So,
okay,
you know, how
right.
do the associates walk away feeling inspired, feeling cared for just as much as our residents, our patients, and our families do in the model that we've designed as a CCRC, the Continuing Care Retirement Community.
And it's a very insightful, it appears to me very insightful insight, if you would, of course, on the part of the leaders
yes.
that you were talking about there, too, because they recognize that it's an equally important part of the entire equation. You can't have one without the other.
That is correct. And so knowing that they've got our back, so to speak, it was very inspiring to come back and start putting together things that we already had on the calendar. So knowing that the next 90 days, well into, and I hate to even say this because this is how fast time goes by, but well into the end of summer, getting ready for fall, and believe it or not, into the holidays again, how do we inspire each other to live our best lives, care for each other every day, and then be able to just continue the tradition that inspires the future of the Asbury companies?
Have you begun meeting with your employees and so forth to this end?
I'm glad you asked, because we are having focus groups at
okay.
the end of this month. So
mm-hmm.
we do have leaders coming in. We have done an outreach to our associates to come in to the focus groups. We've done an outreach to our residents and families to come into the focus groups. And we've also done an outreach to our depositors and future residents to come in and say, what are you foreseeing? What are you envisioning? And what do you want in a retirement community when you actually land on our grounds, you know, live on our property and become a part of our community?
Do you have any specific way, in the survey, any specific ways to elicit this information? Or are you going to just sort of open it up and see what comes in?
It's a combination of things. This week right now, we are actually doing our resident survey. So we're gathering information
okay.
that way. And then, of course, we're going to do these focus groups that sort of divide out into different committees and really just look at all the pieces and parts from everybody's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so the focus group initiative, I think, is a very bold statement on behalf of Asbury to not be afraid to ask the questions. What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want it to look and feel? What do you want your future life to be about? And what is important in all of that makeup? What is important that the pieces that we need to bring to the table to make that happen? And I just think when a company is brave enough and bold enough to ask the question, that tells me they're ready for answers and they're going to do their very best and be responsible with what they learn from that to build a, like I said, a tradition-inspired future for our current residents, future residents, and, of course, families that come to visit there.
Sure. Thinking Out Loud with Susie Cloyd. Do you have any specific outcome takeaways that you're anticipating, or again, is it just sort of open-ended?
I think it's an open-ended right now. Okay. I don't have the specifics. I just know that the model has been designed, created, scheduled, and so I think I'll know more after it takes place, and I think I'll be able to come back and report, here's what was asked, here's what was furnished, here's what was, you know, supplied by our focus groups, and now we have a better idea and a more concrete picture of what we need to do to collaborate and work together to make that future really nice.
This data will give you and your team that kind of information and so forth, and I'm sure there got to be processes in place that it will simply drift down to the employee base as
and
well.
It will. It will. Yeah. And
is it a dynamic or is it going to be sort of static?
No,
once it's
it'll
done?
Be dynamic. And that's what I saw. And I had the opportunity when we went to the leadership conference to just see, you know, how what their intent is and how focused they are and making sure it does trickle down. It does get to the right places. It does make the composites where it needs to be so that everybody can learn from it, benefit from it, and design and plan from it. Because that's the only way you can inspire your future is base it on the tradition that you know so well. And I'll go back to our, you know, mission statement, do all the good you can for all of those you can do it for. And so when you're always, when that's your underlying statement and that is your foundation, how can you not be ready to accept, you know, answers, ideas, and suggestions from these focus groups?
Right.
And Asbury is very open to that. I love the Asbury concept, and I just love the approach that they take.
An exciting program, exciting initiative, and I know you'll keep us posted on some of the outcomes as they occur, too.
I will.
Looking forward to that. Shifting gears a little bit, you said you went on a hike with a man over 100 years old last weekend.
Oh, my gosh. You know the old saying, walk a mile in my shoes? Well, this was literally hiking a mile, 2 miles, with the infamous Bob Miller. He is a member of the Old Timers Hiking Club, which he's asked me to be a part of that. I'm not going to take offense to it because I think I've finally reached the age that I can be a member of the Old Timers Hiking Club.
What, 30? Right.
Yes, exactly. But we had such a good time. It was about a group of 15. We hiked on the Greenbelt over in Kingsport, and believe it or not, it was a rainy Monday morning. I was actually getting on a plane to go to that leadership conference Monday afternoon, but I was like, you know what, somehow, some way, I worked in my run this morning. That morning I did the hike with Bob Miller, and I headed off to the leadership conference. So I thought, what, there's no better way to start a Monday, a week, and a day than with all of that inspiration that led up to really a great conference when I went to the corporate leadership conference.
Using that hike as a springboard, it's just another example of how Asbury Place provides for its residents.
It is, and he's such an inspiration. If I've said this once, I've said it a million times. I feel like I have to pinch myself every time I'm in his presence, because I'm in the presence of a 103-year-old that has been deemed by the governor of Tennessee, Governor Lee, and part of the Centurion Club. And so I'm just always pinching myself thinking, you know, Susie, you're in his presence. Learn as much as you can while he's here. You know, get to know him. Pick his brain, because he is just an amazing individual. And I have to believe, because he will tell you this, Asbury is a part of his life culture, and he made it a very big purpose to be there and to be a part of it and to immerse himself in Asbury. Mm-hmm. And that is the goodness of his life. I see it every day.
Very good. What are some other things coming up this month that you got going on?
I'm glad you asked. So talking about how to enhance and how to just collaborate with our residents and our community, we have so many things going on. I wanted to remind listeners about the Bubbles and Blooms Garden Club that we're going to have on Tuesday, the 28th. It will be in our courtyard. We do have UT Master Gardener Earl Hawking coming to talk about container gardening, raised bed gardening. We'll have music that day, a champagne brunch. And I really want listeners to make their reservation and come and enjoy the Bubbles and Blooms Garden show on June 28th. And then also we have the entire month of July. It's called our Summer of Fun. Anybody that comes to take the tour will receive an American flag. And then also we have a Freedom Barbecue on July 20th at 11:30 in the courtyard. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is invited. We will have music on that day, and we also have a food truck with barbecue. So I want everybody to come and enjoy that. Just call me and make your reservation. And then we will have our campus wide flag parade on July 29th. That's a fun event where everybody drives around their golf cart. It's decorated with flags, and we have such a blast. And then lastly, we're getting ready for a huge event, and this will, of course, be in the fall. It's on September 14th. We're having a fall market and car show. And so I want everybody to put September 14th, 2022 on your calendar, because that will be an amazing event. It will be a fundraiser for Alzheimer's Tennessee, and then we all have a fall market and car show right on our campus.
Tell you what, summer's ready and rolling.
So you can see that our tradition inspires our future. We want people to be a part of our future, and we just ask that you come and enjoy the good life at Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Susie Cloyd is her name. Folks want to get in touch. How do they do it?
423-830-8502.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you.